So we're at the 2014, it's the 30th annual FEW conference going on here in Indianapolis, and Tom Bias from Growth Energy just gave his general session address, and let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what's going on in the ethanol industry right now.
Well, there's always a lot going on, Leah, but the most important immediate challenge confronting us is what the EPA and the administration is going to do on the 2014 renewable volume obligations. You know, that rule should have been finalized by January 1st, actually by November of last year. They're late. It's controversial. Their proposed rule really missed the mark, in our opinion. We don't think they have. They based it upon the facts, and we've certainly spent the last 6 months trying to convince them that they got it wrong, and they got to move forward, not backwards.
Any timeline? Have you been told anything of when we might see some of this stuff come out with the RFS?
Well, pick your rumor. There's a lot out there, and no one knows for sure. You know, I certainly think they want to get it finished as soon as they can, but there were 300,000 comments submitted on this controversial rule that EPA has to go through. They have to consider all the comments and take them under consideration. They have to then ship it over to the White House for review by OMB and an interagency review, USDA, Department of Energy, and others get a weigh in on what they're going to propose or what they're going to finalize on the rule. So there's a few steps in the process, but there's no set time frame that anyone could predict with any predictability. I think the administration got sidetracked with their smokestack carbon reduction rule for stationary sources, which they put a big emphasis on the last couple of weeks and rolled it out last week. So I think they'll be turning their attention to it. Hopefully we see it soon, but more important, hopefully they get it right. I'd take it late if it's right, as opposed to early and wrong. Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about what Growth Energy and what you specifically feel is exactly right, because there's a lot, that's where all the controversy comes in, of course.
Well, I think they just need to follow the goals of the RFS and the law. And we see no reason for them to make changes in the statutory requirements on the 2014 volumes. You know, fuel consumption's up. We're going to blend close to 14 billion gallons by most projections this year, so there's no reason to go backwards. Their proposal just basically took one side of the debate, and that side is by the vested interests that don't want to see renewable fuels out there at all. And not only did it impact ethanol, first generation, second generation, but other biofuels as well, biodiesel, advanced products.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, the way you started part of your conversation today was the changes in the last year and where things were a year ago and how things look going into this year already.
Big difference a year makes in our industry. You know, last year there were a lot of frowns on faces and a pretty gloomy attitude at this conference. You know, exports were up, exports were down, imports were up. We had margins in the red. We were coming off the worst drought in our nation's history. And this year it's just the opposite. Margins are good. Exports are up. Imports are down. And we've just had the all-time record corn crop and projected to have another one this year.
Well, and it's funny how, you know, the weather can factor into so many things. We had such a great crop last year after such a crummy growing season. So it ought to be interesting to see how things go. Well, there's some of the things that you've been saying is your messages are very clear. And what do you encourage us consumers and producers to do?
Weigh in with the elected officials and the policymakers and the opinion makers. You know, this is a campaign between those who want to see biofuels, who want to see our dependence on foreign fuel eliminated, want to see cleaner air, jobs in America, and consumer savings at the pump versus those who just want to keep their market share. And the way you win these fights is people have to speak up. Don't just count on someone else doing it for you. Weigh in. And if you can send that message, everybody should be weighing in that has a stake in this industry, from the farmers, the rural communities, all the people who work in this industry, and whether it's transportation or supplies, both to the plants, to the farmers, equipment, manufacturers, seed companies, bankers, you know, community leaders, everyone should be weighing in.
One last thing real fast before we go, was part of the blender conversation, and you also mentioned that we have to do a better job communicating that with the general public. Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
Well, you really have to connect with the consumer. Higher blends are voluntary, and we have to be smart about how we communicate with those consumers. In the past, we certainly have been kind of insular in our communication, you know, and we do a great job of producing. We've done a great job of meeting the goals of the RFS, but today's modern age, communications is really important, and that consumer, we got to make the case on why they need it, make that connection to them, quit using technical terms, and start using marketing terms.
All right. He's Tom Bias with Growth Energy after he addressed the FEW 2014 conference actually going on here in Indianapolis. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Good to see you.
Yeah, they let me actually
back home.
Oh, yeah.